Our guest this morning is Kimberly Payne. She is the executive director of the Alexandra Marine and General Hospital Foundation. Hello, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm great. We're very happy to talk to you today because we're going to learn more about the second annual Alexandra Rose Long Table Dinner. It's going to be happening on August 20th at the Square in Goderich. This is a very special event, a very unique event that began. It had its first annual event last year. Tell us about the history behind the event and how it got going last year.
Well, so we were looking for an event to hold, and we were looking into the history of the hospital and trying to anchor the event to the hospital and why are we called the Alexandra Marine and General Hospital. And so we did some research, and the namesake of the hospital is Alexandra, and her actual name is Alexandra Carolyn Marie Charlotte Louisa Julia. And she has this very long name, and she was the patron, really, of our hospital. She was the queen from 1901 to 1910, and she was an immensely popular queen. The people loved her more than the king, and she was a real generous advocate of access to health care and for those living in poverty. So in 1912, she granted her patronage to what they call the Alexandra Rose Day. And it was an annual drive to sell roses in order to raise funds for the sick and the needy. And that charity has become an institution still known today as the Alexandra Rose Charity, although it was her most cherished legacy in life's work. And now it is directed to people who are food insecure. So, but still linked to us because that was our namesake. So the dinner was inspired by her patronage and her advocacy for quality health care for all. And it just seemed a really lovely tribute to the woman who was really the reason this hospital was named what it was. And that had a lot to do with the IODE, because they were the people, they were the women who raised the money to build the first hospital or purchase the first hospital. So we tried to honor the history and then have some, make it creative. And I think we were very successful in doing that.
I think so, because the long table dinner is, it's such a unique thing, especially around here, rural area. People love getting together and sharing a meal, and we get to do that in Goderich and also support a great foundation at the same time. This event, I didn't get to see it in person last year. I've only seen pictures, and it is a visually stunning event because everybody is all on the same dress code at this event.
Absolutely. And you know, the really cool thing about it is you could buy a $10 dress at Pick-A-Posey, the vintage dress shop in Blythe, who actually supports our event by making sure she has white clothing on site. Or you could buy a $2,000 dress from, you know, one of the famous haute couture shops. Or you could spend, you know, $200 at, you know, Schaefer's in Goderich, and nobody would know. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's wearing white. And so that was, it really levels the playing ground. So not only was it visually something really beautiful to look at, it really leveled the playing ground. So it didn't matter where you got your, you could, you know, $5, $5,000. It didn't matter. As long as you loved what you were wearing, you looked fabulous.
Now, for people that are hearing about this event, maybe this is the first time you've heard about the long table dinner. And if you're thinking, ooh, that is something I would like to go to, people aren't going to want to wait too long, because there is a limit on the number of tickets that are going to be available for this.
Right. So it's a hard space, right? Like we have that physical space can't be expanded. It's what we have. It's the footprint. There's only a limited number of tickets available, and we are just over 40 tickets left. So if you're hearing this for the first time, there are not a lot of tickets. Tickets are $250. It does take a lot of money to put on something that is a bit of a spectacle like this. Most of the money that we raise at the event comes through sponsorships and auction items. So even if you can't attend, maybe you'd like to make a donation, and there is an opportunity to do that on the website. But you can also participate by providing a sponsorship or by buying from the online auction, which is available to anybody. Anybody who has internet can access that. So tickets are $250. It's going to be a beautiful thing to participate in if you can.
And Kimberly, tell us, what is the money raised from this event going towards?
Well, JC, we need to raise $250,000 for this event. Actually, that's just a number we put as a placeholder for the event. But did you know that hospitals in Ontario are responsible for raising money to buy all of the equipment? Most of us assume that the hospital and everything inside is paid for by the government and through our taxes, but that's actually not the case. You know, where the government provides basic funding to cover things like hydro, heat, nursing, support staff, and all of that. But most of the hospital equipment, $1,000 and over, is paid for by the efforts of your foundation and the hospital. That means that you know, your friends, your neighbors, and that incredible generosity that we see all the time, that's what funds all this healthcare close to home. So this is really personal for people. If you, I mean, what does it cost to buy a computer? You can't buy a computer for $1,100. And so just think of the costs of what, like, you know, sterilizing equipment, or, you know, like, we can do the big flashy stuff like the CT scanners or bassinets for our littlest patients. Like those really tug at the heartstrings and it motivates people to give. But sometimes the desperate need is actually less appealing, and some of them are our highest priority needs. So like putting lights in our operating room so that when you come in here to have, you know, an emergency surgery done on your appendix or your gallbladder or your colon, you need lights so that your surgeon can see what you're doing. Well, that's not a sexy thing, right? That's not flashy, but it needs to be here. And, you know, exam beds, or like, it's harder to find money for that. And so actually our goal this year is just to raise money toward our general mission critical equipment and urgent needs. So we have things that actually need urgent replacement right now, and we're funding them, but we need to make sure that we have money in there after we meet that need. So we need to do this together. And, you know, if you want exceptional care in your own hospital, like hometown care here, you know, funding the CT scanner, but we actually need all the stuff that goes around it every day. And that's what we're working for. So our priority is to raise funds to support the equipment needs of the hospital, which is the cornerstone of this community. It is the jewel in our municipal and in our county array of services. So we need you.
And, of course, people can find more information online at amghfoundation.ca. We'll post links to everything from this interview on our website and on our social media, shorelineclassicsfm.com. Kimberly, I'll ask you too about the Hero Hearts campaign that is underway right now. Tell us about that campaign.
You know, our medical teams in all the hospitals in the area are tired, and I don't mean just in Goderich. I mean Clinton, Exeter, Seaforth, Wingham, Hanover, Toronto. It doesn't matter. After COVID and with the shortage of physicians and nursing staff, and basically even our restaurants are suffering staff shortages. So this is not a new phenomenon, but it's particularly hard in the healthcare because you want your physician to be, you know, firing on all cylinders when they see you. And, you know, you want your room cleaned when you're in the hospital, and you want to make sure that all of your equipment is sanitized and sterilized appropriately. And you, like, we need every piece of the machine to work to make sure that your experience here is as positive as it can be, usually in what is probably a difficult situation. So we know how tired they are. I hear it when I go into senior leadership team meetings, and we were thinking, how can we show our healthcare community that we care about them? When the pandemic started, people were banging pots and having parades and blowing horns and putting signs on their lawn, and that has all faded away. And people have forgotten that the crisis isn't over. We still are seeing lots of COVID cases, but it's not about the pandemic anymore. It's about the shortage of staff and how tired they are and how dispirited they are, because they had this moment where they were the heroes and they were celebrated. And now I think they feel that we've forgotten about them. And I wanted to show them that the community really, really embraces them and loves them, and we want them to stay in rural communities and work in our hospitals. We don't want them to leave, and we do see some of that happening. So how can we make sure our community tells them how important they are? And so I won't tell you the story about how I came into possession of the heart. It was a gift, and I thought, what can I just felt so inspired by it, and I thought, there's something I can do with this. And so I researched the company who makes them. They're made in Mississauga, and during the campaign or the pandemic, they created what they called the healthcare heart, and it's a blue neon heart. And I went, this is so perfect. And so I met with the company and talked to them, and they're giving us a really nice discount on the hearts. And so we have two sizes, 12 by 10 and 7 by 7. And if you drive around the square in Goderich or down West Street in the evening, you'll see just an amazing array of these hearts. We are so close to just about 100 hearts placed in the community. And the message is, our community cares about you at this hospital and our partner hospital in Exeter, and they care enough to pay money to buy a heart and make a donation to the hospital and put it in their window. And it is such a visible way for the community to say, we know you're important. We want you to know how we feel about you. And we've had at least one physician and other staff come to us and be moved so emotionally by the fact that when they drive around the square or even in their own neighborhoods now out in the country, you see them now. And they, as soon as they see that heart, that is a signal to them that, wow, somebody cared enough to pay money and enough to decorate their home with this heart to say, we care about you, we love you, please, please know how much we care about you. And that is the message. So the hearts are just such a beautiful way for the community to embrace everybody in this healthcare facility and our people and our, you know, our EMTs, the people who are driving the ambulances. It's for everybody.
And how do people go about purchasing a heart?
So they can call us at the Hospital Foundation, 519-524-8508, or they can go online there to the AMGH foundation.ca website, and there is a link there to buy the hearts as well. So we take e-transfers, we take credit cards, we take checks, cash, and it's $250 for the large one, and you get a $148 tax receipt, and it's $125 for the small one, and you get a $48 tax receipt. So it's a donation to the facility as well, and you get a tax receipt for it. So it's a win-win-win.
That's fantastic, Kimberly. What a great idea to show our healthcare workers how much we appreciate them. And yeah, their fight's not over. In fact, they barely even had a break after the biggest part of the pandemic ended. So they're still going strong, and it's a great way to show them that we care.
It's a great story, isn't it? And actually, our staff are now buying them themselves and putting it in their homes to show support for their colleagues. So it's just it's so great. I think every day we get a new heart. I would love to hit 100. That should be our goal, JC. After this phone call today, please call us, order a heart. Let's get 100 out there. And it doesn't matter where you live. We've sold them a Kitchener to, you know, people who come here in the summer. So
100 hearts out in the community for the Alexandra Marine and General Hospital Foundation. That would be amazing. And it would be amazing to sell out the long table dinner, although I don't think that that's going to be a problem with only 40 tickets left.
It's not going to be a problem.
AMGHFoundation.ca is the website. That's where you can get more information on both the events that we just talked about. Kimberly Payne, Executive Director, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today about what's happening at the Alexandra Marine and General Hospital Foundation.
Thanks, JC. And if I might add, it will be a pleasure to have you join us at the Long Table Dinner as part of the program. So your listeners will know that you're going to be there dressed in your whites.
I am going to have to go find some whites.
You are.
I'm going shopping.
We can give you a list of participating stores. You just let us know.